Life Talk Radio presents Health and Longevity, the program dedicated to bringing you cutting-edge information and interviews that can change your life. On each edition, nutritionist, registered dietitian, and board-certified anti-aging health practitioner, Dr. John Westerdahl, will show you how to achieve a longer, healthier life using the latest breakthroughs in nutrition, wellness, and lifestyle medicine. And now, here's your host, Dr. John Westerdahl.
Welcome to Health and Longevity. I'm Dr. John Westerdahl. The Mediterranean diet has been heralded as one of the healthiest diets in the world today. On today's program, we will be speaking with leading experts on the topic of the health benefits of the Mediterranean diet and healthy Greek cuisine. We will talk with board-certified cardiologist Dr. Michael Osner, MD, the author of The Complete Mediterranean Diet, Everything You Need to Know to Lose Weight and Lower Your Risk of Heart Disease. We will also talk with TV host and journalist Debbie Matenopoulos, the author of It's All Greek to Me, Transform Your Health the Mediterranean Way with My Family's Century-Old Recipes. And we will also talk with Greek chef Mary Plattis, the co-author of Cooking Techniques with Olive Oil.
And now, Health and Longevity's special feature, where Dr. Westerdahl interviews leading experts and personalities on vital topics important to your health and longevity.
Our special feature today on Health and Longevity is on the Mediterranean diet. And you know, the Mediterranean diet has been heralded as one of the healthiest diets in the world. And on today's program, we will be speaking with leading experts on the topic of the health benefits of the Mediterranean diet, as well as we'll be also talking about the healthy Greek cuisine. Today, we will talk with board-certified cardiologist Dr. Michael Osner, MD. He is the author of The Complete Mediterranean Diet, Everything You Need to Know to Lose Weight and to Lower Your Risk of Heart Disease. Dr. Osner is one of America's leading advocates of heart disease prevention. He is a board-certified cardiologist, a fellow of both the American College of Cardiology and the American Heart Association, Medical Director of Wellness and Prevention at Baptist Health South Florida, and well-known regional national speaker in the field of preventive cardiology. He was elected to Top Cardiologist in America by the Consumer Council of America. We also have with us today TV host and journalist Debbie Matenopoulos, the author of It's All Greek to Me, Transform Your Health the Mediterranean Way with My Family's Century-Old Recipes. Debbie grew up in a traditional Greek household, eating delicious, authentic Greek cooking that her family had passed down for generations. And when Debbie started her television career in New York on The View, she began eating a standard American diet. But despite carefully limiting how much she ate, she found herself gaining weight and losing energy. And it was only when she returned to her traditional Greek diet that she found herself easily and healthfully realizing her natural weight and regaining the stamina she had as a teenager. Our other guest with us today is Greek chef Mary Plattis, who is the co-author of Cooking Techniques with Olive Oil. Mary Plattis, food writer and culinary teacher, discovered her passion for olive oil after visiting the Greek islands. Mary's Greek heritage introduced her to healthy and seasonal cooking, and now she shares her own recipes with culinary students, readers of her popular blog called California Greek Girl, and of course with her family. Mary is the olive oil spokesperson for the Bragg Live Food Products Company, which imports organic extra virgin olive oil from Greece. And she is also the owner of The Greek Gourmet Catering for more than 25 years. Well, I want to thank all of you for being with us here today on Health and Longevity. Dr. Osner, as a board-certified cardiologist, what are the biggest obstacles you are seeing to keep patients from transforming their diets and their lifestyles?
Well, I think that one of the biggest obstacles is the fact that people hear a lot of different information on a daily basis of what constitutes a healthy diet. And in reality, there's a lot of confusion out there. As physicians have always relied upon clinical trials, evidence-based medicine, as to what works, what doesn't work. And what has been consistently noted over the last 40, 50 years of doing clinical trials and evidence-based medicine is that a Mediterranean style of eating, a Mediterranean diet and lifestyle, is associated with significant health benefits, including a reduction of heart attack, stroke, cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, and a host of chronic degenerative diseases.
Well, what are you seeing in the Mediterranean diet that has effects on our health, aging, and longevity?
Well, you know, there's no question that one of the main features of a Mediterranean diet that serves to promote good health and longevity is the fact that the food is non-processed.
Yes.
And I think it's the processing of our food supply in America and across the developed world that is killing us. You know, we wouldn't dream of taking a gasoline-powered car and putting diesel fuel in the tank.
No.
Because the car is not designed to run on diesel fuel and would conk out. Well, we're not designed to run on this highly processed food that we're eating. And it's processed with all types of noxious substances, including we're consuming foods that have trans fatty acids. It's loaded with sugar, too much salt. We've got pesticides in our foods. We have all types of antibiotics, and I could go on and on. That is hurting us. We have to revert to our ancestors that ate from the earth and they ate from the sea. And this is what we're designed to thrive on, and it's conducive for good health.
Now, what does the research suggest about the Mediterranean diet's impact on, let's go over some of these diseases, diabetes, cancer, obesity, and heart disease?
There's been a wealth of clinical studies that have been reported in really our most prestigious medical journals, such as the New England Journal of Medicine and others, that demonstrate that a Mediterranean-style diet, number one, lowers the risk of the number one killer of men and women across the developed world, which is cardiovascular disease, which includes heart attack and stroke. And one of the major trials that actually was reported last year and appeared in the New England Journal of Medicine showed a significant reduction in the risk of dying from a heart attack or a stroke simply by switching to a Mediterranean diet. And, you know, there was an editorial the next day in the New York Times that really drove home this whole point that this is really what people are looking for. For the first time, a prospective trial was conducted that really shows that people can significantly prolong their lives and reduce their risk of heart attack, stroke, and other diseases simply by switching to a Mediterranean style of eating.
Now, what about diabetes and cancer and even obesity?
Yes, well, you know, we have a real problem in the United States and around the world. One out of four people suffer from metabolic syndrome and insulin resistance. One out of 10 have diabetes. Those numbers are getting worse. And two out of three, either overweight or obese. Those numbers are staggering. And this especially affects our youth, children and adolescents, where we have a major obesity epidemic. We know the cause of this. We know that this highly processed diet is really to fault. Major report by Esposito and colleagues showed that following a Mediterranean diet, you lower blood sugar, you improve insulin sensitivity, you lower blood pressure, you lower inflammatory markers, and very importantly, people are able to achieve ideal body weight. And one of the reasons for that is we have to understand that besides the fact that we're consuming all this processed food, our food contains a lot of sugar. And when the American Heart Association declared war on fat way back in the 1960s, what the food industry did is they shifted to sugar. So they took fat out, they put sugar in, including high fructose corn syrup. We know that sugar is half glucose and half fructose. And fructose is really an especially bad player. This has really helped to contribute to this obesity epidemic. And what we understand is that we need to get the sugar out of our food supply, along with the other types of pesticides and processing that we put in our food supply. This is, we know that fiber is a very important ingredient. And where does fiber come from? Fiber comes from whole grains. It comes from beans and legumes. It comes from nuts. It comes from the types of foods that are consumed in a Mediterranean-style diet. When we remove fiber from food, and the food industry does this so that food lasts longer on the shelf. So I've always said it may improve shelf life, but it shortens our shelf life. It's bad for our health.
That's
true. Fiber is very important to maintain normal insulin function, normal blood sugar, to reduce the risk of cardiovascular disease. And in fact, 2 weeks ago, there was a very, very large clinical trial showing that 90% of Americans don't consume the recommended amount of fiber each day, which for women should be at least 25 grams of fiber a day, and for men it should be over 38 grams of fiber a day. We're lucky if we consume 10 grams of fiber. Most of our food, our processed food, is fiberless food, and I think that we need to get fiber back into the diet. Well, that's what a Mediterranean-style eating pattern does. Again, it's foods from the earth, from the sea. We're not processing this food. We're not stripping the fiber out of the food. We're not adding sugar. We're not adding the harmful types of fats that we call trans fats and excessive amounts of salt and all of the things that contribute to making us sick.
Dr. Osner, and of course, fiber is only found in plant foods, and the Mediterranean diet is predominantly more plant food-based, isn't it?
That's correct. You know, it certainly contains a wide variety of, I mentioned whole grains.
Yes.
You know, certainly a wide variety of fresh fruits and vegetables of all different color.
Right.
Remember, all the different colored fruits and vegetables bring different antioxidants to the table, which are important to maintain good health. Legumes or beans are rich in fiber. We know that nuts are very rich in fiber. And, you know, clearly we certainly have other things in the Mediterranean diet that also contributes to good health, such as extra virgin cold-pressed olive oil.
Yeah, let's talk about it, because before the show we were talking a little bit about that. And tell us about what you see as the importance of the cold-pressed extra virgin olive oil. And I know you mentioned that you like organic as well.
That's correct, because what we know about olive oil is that olive oil, when it is not processed. In other words, we use the term extra virgin cold-pressed olive oil, you know, which is really the way olive oil should be produced instead of using processing to produce it. And the reason for that
is in other words, it also would not be unfiltered and unrefined, ideally?
That's correct. And what happens is when you produce olive oil without processing the olive oil, you get rich polyphenols. And the polyphenols, which are antioxidant molecules, serve to go around and they're conducive to good health. They neutralize free radicals. They're very important for good health. Now, one of the problems is if you just get a bottle of olive oil off the shelf and it's highly processed, those polyphenols that really lead to good health are not present. And therefore, the health benefits are not present. So, one of the things that I've always said is make sure that you are getting a reliable supplier of olive oil, that it is not processed, that it truly is extra virgin and cold-pressed. And, you know, that we know from a number of studies has been shown to not only promote cardiovascular health, but also, it's interesting, one of the things that has been shown not too long ago was that it also significantly for women lowers the risk of breast cancer.
Mm.
Olive oil tends to inhibit the HER2 oncogene, and there's a very low incidence of breast cancer in the Mediterranean countries and people following a traditional Mediterranean diet. And I could go on and on about this because clearly what we understand a Mediterranean diet and lifestyle in general really serves to reduce the risk of a whole host of chronic degenerative diseases.
Well, speaking of olive oil, Mary, tell us about your new cookbook, Cooking Techniques with Olive Oil.
Well, the purpose of our book is to educate the consumer on the heart-healthy benefits of olive oil. And along with that, we have cooking techniques with several different recipes to help you along in the kitchen. And all of this is based on the Mediterranean diet, since I'm Greek, and Laura Bouchard, my co-author, is Persian.
And of course, as a Greek chef, you're a big believer in olive oil. And let's talk about some of the attributes to look for in a good quality extra virgin olive oil.
A good extra virgin olive oil should be first pressed and cold pressed. It should also have nothing in the olive oil itself but freshly squeezed fruit juice. That's the easiest way I can explain it to the consumer. It's the only oil that is freshly squeezed.
And we talk about organic extra virgin olive oil.
Absolutely. Bragg Life Food Products, they've gone above and beyond to bring you a superior olive oil. And it's with the Koroniki olive, which has the highest level of polyphenols, which helps with, it's a plant-based nutrient, which protects your cells from damage, and it has anti-inflammatory properties. So with an unfiltered olive oil, it hasn't been placed through a sieve to capture all the green matter, which is the richest part of the olive oil. They are the polyphenols that you need in a good olive oil. And it's not refined. There are no chemicals involved in the Bragg olive oil.
And Mary, I know that you like to use the organic Greek extra virgin olive oil as the best.
I enjoy using the Greek organic olive oil only because it's part of the original Greek diet. And it's been written it's the finest and the oldest extra virgin oil, which remains still as, in my opinion, one of the strongest olive oils in the world.
Dr. Osner, tell us a little bit about your book, The Complete Mediterranean Diet, Everything You Need to Know to Lose Weight and Lower Your Risk of Heart Disease.
Well, the book really starts out by describing what is it about a Mediterranean diet that is conducive for good health. What is some of the evidence that supports this? And then it gets into recipes. There's over 500 recipes, everything from breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, how to prepare the food. Certainly one of the most important things I think that we need to provide to men and women throughout the United States and throughout the world is an understanding of how to prepare healthy food in a that's convenient, that's readily available, and is going to promote good health.
Yes.
Not hurt our health.
Right.
And that's what I do with this book. I, have made it very clear that if you follow the guidelines in the book and how to prepare the Mediterranean recipes and why it is good for your health, and then on top of it on my website, I've got live cooking demonstrations for people that want to know some tips on how to put recipes together.
And what is your website?
It's drosner.com. So it's www.drosner.com.
Okay.
And when you go to the website, you can there's a whole host of information there. It's all free. And you can click on this information, including videos. And, it really is very informative.
Well, Dr. Osner, thank you so much for being with us today on Health and Longevity.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Debbie, tell us a little bit about what you ate growing up in your traditional Greek household.
Well, growing up, I ate a lot of farm-to-table food. Everything was natural and very fresh, and it was all organic, but not because my family meant to be organic. It's just the way that they were raised. They were raised, what they ate growing up. So I remember when the word organic was thrown around a lot here in the States, my mom said, "What do you mean organic?" And I said, "Well, you know, Mom, without pesticides or chemicals." And she was like, "Oh, natural, the way you're supposed to eat," which was the way that we always ate. And, going back to the villages that my mom and father grew up in Greece, it was a necessity for them to eat that way because that's all they knew. They had to grow their own vegetables. Do you know what I mean?
Yes. Because
now it's so fancy. Back then we had to do it because we were poor. So
yeah.
I ate a lot of whole grains, a lot of beans, a lot of fresh fruit and vegetables and from our garden, and a lot of fish and lean meat.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like the older I got and when I moved away from the house, I kind of moved away from that traditional Mediterranean diet, which was really high in olive oil and oregano and lemon. And I went more towards the classic American diet, which is deli food and fast food and stuff that's easy because I was a college student. I was just starting to work in the entertainment business in New York City, and it was fast and it was cheap. And unfortunately, I ended up, even though the food was cheaper, you end up paying for it another way, which was an expanding waistline, sallow skin, my hair started to just sort of look lackluster. And I never really realized the benefits of a Mediterranean diet until I did leave my parents' home, because I just, that's all I ever knew.
So is that what, after seeing those health problems, is that what prompted you to return back to your clean, whole Greek foods?
No, it was actually on accident. I went home for the holidays for a two-week period for Christmas and New Year's, and I was just eating what my mom was cooking again. And without trying, I was losing weight, I had more energy, my skin looked better, and that's when it dawned on me, oh my gosh, this is what's happening. Meanwhile, I was eating less when I was living on my own and still gaining weight. So that's when it sort of dawned on me, not only is this food delicious and really good for you, but it's also, you know, believe it or not, can whittle your waistline. And I know a lot of people don't think, oh, Mediterranean food in general, whether it's Greek or Italian or, you know, Lebanese or any of that sort of that food of that part of the world, I know they don't see it as a diet food. And the word diet itself, I think, is just an awful word, because diet, really the definition is what you put in your body.
Yes.
So I'm not one to believe in cutting out things to sort of lose weight or make your health better. I think it's all about what we put in our body. And if we put food that is whole from the earth and fresh, I believe, in my opinion, I'm not a doctor, you are, but I will say in my opinion, I think it can really cure a lot of our health problems.
Well, you know, Hippocrates, who's the founder of medicine, of course, and from Greece. And he said, let food be your medicine and medicine be your food.
Exactly right. I mean, I do not believe in fat-free. I do not believe in these depriving yourself in order to have an outcome of skinny or this or that. You know, I think healthy is better than skinny.
So as far as fats are concerned, you believe in the healthier fats like that Greek olive oil.
It's so important. Greek olive oil, the health benefits of Greek olive oil have been proven time and time again. Not only does it lower cholesterol, it's great for your hair, it's great for your skin. I mean, just overall, in general, olive oil, I believe, is a wonder drug in itself.
Well, Hippocrates called it the great therapeutic, by the way, so there's some truth to that, definitely. Do you actually apply it externally to your skin, too?
Yeah, with water. It's good for wrinkles, or it's good for even, it's just good for the epidermis in general. You know, Sophia Loren has done that for years.
Yes.
Where she said, you know, people say, what is your secret? And she says, I put olive oil and water in a spray bottle and I spray it on my skin all day long.
Well, tell us about your cookbook, It's All Greek to Me, Transform Your Health the Mediterranean Way with my family's century-old recipes. Tell us about some of the recipes in the book.
Well, this book is a compilation of about 120 recipes from my family that I literally went back to Greece this past summer and collected. I pry them out of the hands of my aunts and my uncles and my mother, who still had my grandmother's old handwritten recipe book. So these are literally century-old recipes. And there's something to be said for, you know, there's a reason people in Greece live to be so old. Mm-hmm. They really live a full life beyond the age of 90,
right,
which is on average 10 years longer than most people in Europe and most people in America.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not because they're running to the gym every day, not because they're depriving themselves. It's because what they're putting in their bodies are not full of pesticides, and they're very natural foods that come from our earth, and they're not processed. So not only do I want to share these recipes with the world because they're so delicious and it's what I grew up on, and I'm very proud of my heritage, but also because I feel that we've been given false information in certain areas of what's good for us and what's not good for us. And in general, we've been given so much information, it's so hard to retain. You're like, is this the right way to eat? Is that the right way to eat? Well, I can tell you from personal experience, and what I have learned through all these different phases is going back to the basics and back to what my family taught me, and clearly what their families taught them for centuries, really does work.
Now, talking about getting more plant-based foods, more plant foods in the diet, which Americans don't eat enough of, and the Greek diet is more of a plant-based type of diet, what are the Greek recipes that you recommend to the listeners to eat more plant-based foods and diets? What are some of the recipes you have in there?
Well, I will say, growing up, my mother used to make something for me called gigandes, which literal translation is giant beans.
Mm.
And there are these giant white beans in a homemade tomato sauce that I also have. I've both recipes in the book, beans and the tomato sauce that my mom would make from scratch. And again, when you're a little kid, you want to eat what the rest of the people in the neighborhood are eating. You know, I used to complain, why can't I have SpaghettiOs? And my mom would make me these beans with this tomato sauce.
Yeah.
That sort of tasted like SpaghettiOs in my brain.
Right. And healthier for you.
A lot healthier for you. And we ate a lot of bulgur wheat salad, which is 100% wheat, fresh wheat. And it doesn't sound very tasty, but in all actuality, it is delicious. You saute it with onions and a little bit of olive oil, and then it has mint in it and cucumbers that really give it a nice crisp taste, and tomatoes and olives. And it's such a lovely salad for summertime. They eat a lot of vegetables that are called lavera, which means stewed in tomatoes and onions. So having a tomato and onion base to a lot of these vegetables make them really delicious. You know, a lot of people think that if you're eating vegetables, they lack in taste or in sort of sophistication because it's all the same. But that's not the case. It's the way that things are prepared. So I love the quicandez. I love the pasolakia yakhni, which are green beans and the tomato and onion broth. I'm a big fan of something called yemista, which are stuffed tomatoes and peppers with rice, and you can use very lean ground beef, or you can make them without any ground beef at all and just feta in there. So these are all dishes that are really, you're not going to miss any flavor, and you won't believe that they're good for you because they taste so good, and they seem so rich, yet they're rich in things that are necessary for our bodies. So you feel satiated. You don't feel like you have to eat 10 of them. You eat one and you feel really full.
Well, Dr. Osner, Debbie, and Mary, thanks so much for being with us today on Health and Longevity for really a great discussion about the health benefits of the Mediterranean diet and healthy Greek cuisine. We really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
To learn more about the books written by our guests and books written or recommended by Dr. Westerdahl in this program, please visit our website at healthandlongevityradio.com. There you can learn how to obtain your copy of these valuable and informative books. Search each page for yourself and see how you can live a happier, healthier, and longer life. Visit us today at healthandlongevityradio.com. Once again, that's healthandlongevityradio.com.
That's all for this week's program. Until next time, this is Dr. John Westerdahl wishing you the best of health.
This has been Health and Longevity with Dr. John Westerdahl, a production of Life Talk Radio. Join us again next week on the same station and time for Health and Longevity. The preceding information on this program has been general information about your health and is not to be taken as professional medical advice, nor is it intended to serve as a substitute for medical attention. Do not change your diet or exercise habits without guidance from your medical doctor, especially if you have health problems or are on medication. Do not change your medications without the advice and supervision of your medical doctor. If you have a medical condition, we encourage you to seek the consultation of a medical doctor experienced in dietary change and lifestyle medicine. And as always, we wish you the best of health.